Do please be seated. Well, good evening and welcome to Carols by Candlelight for 2018. For those of you whom I haven't met before, I'm Richard Littledale, the minister here at Newbury Baptist Church, and I'm delighted to welcome you this evening. If you happen to be sitting there with a small child on your lap and you're wondering whether or not they'll be quiet, they probably won't. But we're so pleased you're here. So please, please don't worry about it. Just so glad that you can be here with us. In theory, everything will just happen as a seamless whole this evening. I shan't be standing up and announcing things. They will just happen. All the words that you need will be on the screen behind me. And so please do enjoy as we celebrate together the best news in the world. Bow our heads as we pray together. Faithful, doubtful, strong, weak, old and young, we come tonight to tell the story of what was, to celebrate what it means, and to anticipate what will be. Make your presence known here tonight, every bit as much as you did on that first Christmas night, we pray. Amen.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For, as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word.
The Wise Man and the Star by U.A. Fanthorpe.
The proper place for stars is in the sky, lighting the whole world, but negotiating only with the highly qualified.
Master mariners.
Astrophysicists.
Professionals like ourselves.
This one came unscheduled, nudged as roughly out of routine, led us a wild goose chase, and perching here above unspeakable rafters, common as a starling on a washing line, whistles to every callow Dick and Harry, idling amazed around.
Okay, pals, I've done my bit. Over to you, Earth.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him at the inn.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those with whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about the child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Yeah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Oh,
I hope you enjoyed the little challenge we set you there of which version of words to sing, but clearly the ones in your hearts and heads won out. And I'll try and sort that out another time. Now listen, I don't know whether you like or loathe big budget Christmas advertising. It's probably a measure of how shallow I am that I actually love it, and I look forward to them every year. And you've got quite a choice this year. From Aldi, you can have Kevin the Psychotic Carrot. From Argos, you can have what looks like a low-budget version of Gollum that hangs around your doorstep and is batted away by the Argos delivery man. From the British Airways Authority, on behalf of Heathrow Airport, you can have two elderly teddy bears. Why Heathrow need to advertise, I don't understand. Or, of course, you can have Elton John and his blinking piano. And even at a conservative estimate in terms of what they've published as to what that advert cost them, it works out at £47,000 per second. It's an expensive piece of television. And I love the fact that the very next day, along comes a filmmaker from Tewkesbury with a film that he made for £50 in 2014. And decided to release it the day after the John Lewis advert. Within the first week, it had 8.6 million shares. And I'm going to show it to you now, but I'll warn you, it's Kleenex advisory. Let's watch it together.
Hi Chris, it's Mum. Merry Christmas, Poppet. Another year has passed. I wanted to start this one by saying something I haven't said yet, which is thank you. Thank you for taking the time to remember me. After all these years, I can't believe you're going to be 30 soon. I wish I could be there to see how you've grown, to see what kind of man you've become. I know I would be so proud of you. So this is it, my last tape. I wish I could keep talking to you every Christmas, but it's time to say goodbye. Just remember how much I love you. Never forget that, okay? I will always be your mum. Before I go, let me tell you a story about the happiest day of my life, the day you were born.
I warn you. I wonder why it is that people love it so much. Partly because it's so simple, partly because of the great sincerity that's there. And mainly, I think, because deep down, we all know that the message it has is true. Love is a gift that lasts forever. A lot of very kind and understanding people have said to me this year, oh, Richard, how are you doing? Christmas must be a tough time of year. Well, yeah, it is. But I appreciate now, more than I ever have in all of my life, that love is a gift that lasts forever. That's something that comes across to all the people in the Christmas story as well. It comes across to Mary, who finds out that God will keep every word of his ancient promises and that she'll be the one to help him do it. It comes across to Joseph, who finds that things are not nearly as messed up as he thought they were, and that he gets to act as a guardian to the most precious boy that ever lived. It comes to the shepherds, people out in all weathers, smelly and unwashed and on the edge of society, and the kind of people that nobody wants to speak to, who get a sneak preview of the news and an angelic choir, and they get to be the first people ever to share the news with anybody else about Jesus. It comes to the Magi, who live on the wrong side of the tracks in terms of both geography and religion, but they get to be part of it anyway. And it comes to you, and to you, and to you. This morning, we had the story enacted by the children. At the end of it, we asked people to write on a little star what it is that they would bring to Jesus if they'd been there at the manger. And I just pulled a few of them. What would you give to Jesus? Cake, said someone. Lego, said somebody else. It was all ages there. Love and hay. What would you give to Jesus? A kiss, wrote somebody. What would you give to Jesus? More of my time. What would you give to Jesus? My last remaining years. What would you give to Jesus? My today and every day to come. I've had a really odd day today. Well, perhaps all my Sundays are odd, but this has been a particularly odd one. We're 9 days before Christmas, and I came down here early this morning to record a programme for Radio 4 to go out on Boxing Day. That felt a bit weird. But you know, the story goes beyond the story. The story doesn't stop on Christmas Day. It outlives that day and spreads out into the rest of our lives. Most of you know that I'm an inveterate collector of nativity sets. I'm also a helpless collector of Christmas stories. And I love them. I love some of the ones that come from different places around the world. There's the one that's told in Mexico, of a town where the tradition on Christmas Eve was that you would go on Christmas Eve and present a gift at the manger. And as a very, very poor little girl who could not find anything to bring, in the end, her uncle said to her, look, whatever you take to the manger, if you take it with love in your heart, then it will be special. And she plucked some weeds from the roadside. And as she handed them over, they turned into the glorious red of a poinsettia. Or there's a story of a family in the Black Forest who have a knock on the door one Christmas night, and it's a small child standing there who needs to be looked after, and they take him in, and there's only one bed in the house, so the two people who live there lie on the floor and sleep, and he has the bed, and in the morning as he leaves, they realise, I'm not sure how, they realise that he's the Christ child, and he touches the tree by their door, which starts to sparkle, and does so every year. Or the story of an old man in Russia, Papa Panov, who so longs to meet Jesus and finds instead that he meets a beggar and a single mum and her shoeless child. And then he's told that night that he'd met Jesus 3 times over. Or the story of a man who goes by the odd name of Mogo, whose family love to go and worship Jesus at Christmas time. And every year this happens, that on Christmas Eve, when they're all going out to church for the midnight service, they say to him, won't you come with us? And every year he says, no, I won't, because I can't see the point. I can't see why this whole thing would be true, that God would come to earth as man. So I'll wait up, you go to church, but I'm not coming with you. And after they've gone, he hears a bang, and then another bang, and then another bang at the window. And there are a flock of birds, freezing cold outside, who seem to be trying to come in at the window. And out of the kindness of heart, he goes out and he opens up his garage door. And he tries to coax them to go in, and they won't. And then he lays a trail of breadcrumbs and hopes that they'll follow them, and they won't. And then he waves his arms and tries to beckon them to come in, and they won't. And in frustration, he slaps his hand down by his side, says, if only I were a bird, then they'd understand. And then the clock strikes midnight, and one of the birds speaks and says, so why do you think God came as a man? So that people would understand. I love all those stories. I love all of them because behind them is the sense that this huge story somehow intersects with the little stories of our little lives. Love is a gift which lasts forever. And God's love will go on transforming every single life which reaches out to him. I was driving somewhere or other this week and was listening to a whole bunch of Christmas tips on the radio. And one of them this year was that you should wrap all your presents in brown paper. Very good, by the way, because it recycles and wrapping paper doesn't. But that's another story. These people have gone one step further. They wrapped all their presents in brown paper, but then they had colour-coded ribbons for every member of the family. How clever is that? But hey, if you just have a colour-coded ribbon to say who it's for, aren't you missing the most important bit of the present? Like I said this morning, the most important bit is the tag that says, this is for you and this is why I gave it to you. If we could be there now, if we could see the manger as it was on that night that we've all been singing about, I think we would see a huge tag tied onto it saying, to you, with love from your Creator. Like the little film said, love is a gift which lasts forever. And I urge you to take it to your hearts this Christmas. Do it hesitantly. Do it confidently. Do it wrapped up in doubts and questions like shreds of wrapping paper. But do it. Take it to heart. This love of God, which lasts forever. You know, one of the great things about being up here is that I get to choose my favourite carol to finish with. Joy to the World. Mike, thank you. Do please sit down. So pleased that you've been here tonight, but we'd love to see you at some of our other services over Christmas. On Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we have our Christingle service. Lasts about 40 minutes. It's a very special time. Lots of candles, lots of things to look at. Do come along to that, but come in good time because it's very, very popular. At 11:30 on Christmas Eve evening, we have a service that takes us through to just over midnight. And it's a lovely reflective time together. If you'd like to come to that, you'd be extremely welcome. And then on Christmas morning, we'll be here at 10 o'clock to celebrate Christmas Day together. And in January, if you can think just a little bit further ahead, on the last Sunday in January at 7:30 in the evening, we have a very special guest evening here. If any of you ever listen to Steve Wright in the afternoon, you probably do because it's the most listened to show on UK radio. One of his regular contributors to that is Janie Lee Grace. She's an author, she's a singer, she's really good company for an evening, and she's coming here to spend the evening with us. If you'd like to come to that, take one of these, and you can now book tickets on the church website, and you'd be very welcome to do that. It's going to be a really good evening. I've done this evening with her before a few years ago, and she's really good value. So come along to that if you can. It's the last Sunday of January, but you don't have to remember that date. You can take one of these home with you and book a ticket if you'd be interested to come. Mike. Pray, and then there'll be some lovely refreshments for you served afterwards. And now we ask that the blessing of God might rest on every household here. Bring your peace and your joy to each person here. And let us know deep down that the gift of your love truly lasts forever. Amen. God bless you and have a happy Christmas. Thank you.
We wish you a merry